turning to some good news. The Joyce Tower in Sandy Cove in Dublin reopened over the weekend after being closed for renovations for some months. James Holohan is the Vice Chairman of the Friends of Joyce Tower Society. He's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
First of all, a reminder, why is this tower so important?
Well, it's important from a number of points of views. First of all, it's important as a historic Martello Tower built in the early 19th century by the British to defend against a Napoleonic attack that never actually happened. But I guess much more importantly, Tower number 11, as this one is remembered as a place where James Joyce spent just six nights, but is made absolutely famous by the fact that in those six nights, the characters who were there with him and the incidents that happened there formed the basis of the opening chapter of the most famous novel of the 20th century and possibly the 21st century, even James Joyce's Ulysses. We get visitors from all over the world paying homage to the author by visiting us at the tower at Sandy Cove.
And what is it then that they come to see?
Well, they come to see many things. They come to see the original manuscripts we have housed in the exhibition. So, for example, the book itself was published in 1922, and we have a 1922 Sylvia Beach published edition of Ulysses on display. We have a beautiful early edition on display, an American book which has illustrations by Matisse. We have lots of Joyce memorabilia. But I guess primarily what they do is they come to get a feel, to walk the steps that he walked. They come to experience the things that he would have experienced that led him to open his book in that particularly magical place.
So over the past few months then, what sort of work has been taking place?
Well, the tower is a very old tower. As you can imagine, it's over 200 years old and it needed some reparations to stop a few leaks here and there and to make sure that it was suitable for housing the exhibition.
How do you keep going? Because presumably the upkeep of a building like this isn't cheap. So where does the money come from?
Sure. Well, right now, Fáilte Ireland are the custodians of the tower. We understand that in the future it may well be handed over to DLR, the County Council. But right now, Fáilte Ireland are providing the funds and they paid for the refurbishment of the building. The building itself is run by a series of volunteers like myself. These are people from all walks of life in the locality who've given of their time. There's over 150 of us and we undertook in 2012 to keep the tower open and to make it available to the public every day, all year round. In fact,
if my memory serves me well, didn't it close? I know it's been closed over the past few months. Didn't you have to close at some other stage?
Well, it used to be open just for the summer periods anyway, when it was run with directly by Fáilte. But I think that because of all the cutbacks that we had, Fáilte made the decision that they were only going to open it on request. This wasn't acceptable, I think, to the people of Sandy Cove and its environs. So they got together and formed this Friends of James Joyce Tower Society. And we undertook and gave a commitment with our passion for James Joyce and for the tower to keep it open for the residents and for visitors alike.
So for somebody who calls there today, what will they see? Or is there a guided tour?
There are guided tours available and we always have volunteers. There's always two volunteers on duty and most of them are happy to talk about the tower and give a tour of the tower. Tours can also be arranged more formally by contacting our site at www.joycetower.ie, so we can have formal tours or casual tours, but our volunteers are absolutely terrific and they are quite passionate about James Joyce and his life and his works, and they're very knowledgeable about the tower and its exhibits, so they're always there to lend a hand and give information to visitors.
And if you haven't read the book, will you still enjoy the experience?
You will. We have lots of people. We have lots of people who visit us. Some are Joycean experts and some have never read the book. I think that when people visit, they'll want to read the book because it is challenging, but it's very, very worthwhile. And they will, of course, enjoy it because the stories are manyfold. The stories of the tower, there's the beautiful view from the top of the tower. There's the exhibits themselves. There's the story of Michael Scott. There's the story of Gogarty. There's so many stories associated with the tower and no better people to communicate those stories than the volunteers from the locality who man the tower a voluntary basis every day.
I suppose this being the centenary of one of Joyce's other books, the book of short stories,
sure.
Dubliners,
sure.
Are you expecting more interest this year? Because I know, what was it, over the course of several weeks on Radio 4, on the BBC there recently, they had Stephen Ray reading the stories from Dubliners and they really did bring you in.
Yeah, I think that last year, for example, we had over 35,000 visitors and we're expecting to increase that number, and it's great to be here an announcing its reopening, because the important thing that we need is for people to be aware that it is open and that the admission is free. Yes, there's always, I mean, Joyce, people get passionate about Joyce and they get passionate about his works. And all of those people at some stage will make their way to Sandy Cove to enjoy the beautiful village of Sandy Cove and to enjoy its tower.
Well, you sell it well, James Holohan. Thank you very much for joining us on
Rachel.
Morning
Happy
Ireland.
Happy Easter to you and your listeners.
Add to you. It's almost 2 minutes to 9. Back